And welcome back to the Nutramedical Report. It's now hour three, and Tim Alexander should be here shortly. Usually he's not late, so we'll catch him either at his regular number or his cell number. And we want to hear a post-election analysis of where we're going, because now the appointments are being made. Steve Bannon is going to be made the, if you want to call it, the architect of the strategy. And Reince Priebus is going to be the head of staff over at the White House. We know that Newt Gingrich is included in one of the lists, as well as Rudy Giuliani, who's turned down the idea of being posted as the Attorney General. My guess is Rudy, I think, wants to be the State Department position, which will mean he's going to do a lot of traveling, and he'll be representing... Tim, welcome back. We're hearing about the appointments in the government of Donald Trump and Mike Pence. I'm really proud of the ones he's choosing so far. Steve Bannon all his major accomplishments, including working over at Breitbart, but he did many other things. He's been a movie producer. He's a Harvard graduate. This guy's a top-notch person. Reince Priebus to be head of staff over at the White House. We know that Newt Gingrich is considered. We know that Rudy Giuliani's turned down the idea of Attorney General, which is kind of good. I think he wants to be State Department, which is going to be the highest position in the land in terms of representing the government beyond the president in international affairs, which is why Hillary Clinton screwed up everything, because she has no judgment. As I said to my pilot friend that lives next door to me, if she was a pilot, she'd be banging with a stick on the altimeter while she's looking out the window seeing the ground come up. And he laughed his head off. Because my friend, you can always tell my friend is over at our home, because he's also head of our HOA. My wife is the secretary of the HOA of our eight-home gated community. And he's the funniest guy on earth. This guy is, pilots are funny. Just like EMTs, Special Forces Delta, and firefighters. These are the funniest people on earth, pilots, because you're always dealing with life and death. And when I told him a joke, he couldn't stop laughing when he heard about Hillary, because he's obviously a Trump supporter. So what do you see happening? Because I see him gradually assembling an amazing team. At the same time, these fools from MoveOn.org and Black Lives Matter are being pushed. We don't hear Hillary or Obama toning the rhetoric down in terms of stopping these people. They're acting more civil to Donald Trump on a one-to-one basis.
Well, I think it's interesting that the media has ignored the story, but some private citizens have gone out and photographed a large number of buses that are bringing in the Soros-supported demonstrators, taking them from city to city, and it's been shown that there have been ads run on Craigslist that these guys can make up to $1,500 a week demonstrating against Trump. Now, in places where criminal acts take place, and a man died because the hospital or the ambulance cannot get him to the hospital because these idiots had blocked a major thoroughfare. He was a young man, had a four-year-old daughter, and had he made it to the hospital, he probably would have lived, but he died in the ambulance. These are state crimes, okay? You don't have to wait for Donald Trump and a new attorney general to be in office.
Right.
And they can go after the people, follow the money trail, and that leads to Jarvis Soros. It actually leads to the Rothschilds and others, but they're pretty good at putting firewalls up. But it certainly leads to Jarvis Soros. In fact, his son has been photographed at some of these demonstrations. Now, there should be state arrest warrants issued for the so-and-so. Putkin has an international arrest warrant out for him.
Who does?
The funniest thing would be to put him on a fast jet to Moscow and let the Russians have him. He would not enjoy that experience.
You're talking about Soros has already been outlawed in his NGOs and in Moscow. I mean, he was actually supportive of Pussy Riot, which is a pretty gross name. And they were doing obscene things in these Russian Orthodox churches.
Yeah, I know. And you know, believe me. Go ahead.
I don't understand it. I mean, why do we tolerate this? If the Russians have enough guts and cojones, as they say in Hispanic, balls, if they'd have kicked them out, why don't we do it? Why don't we stop and say, look, Obama, you invited and gave White House time to Black Lives Matter and MoveOn.org. You're an idiot, and you need to shut the hell up in terms of misbehaving.
Well, Obama and Clinton and the Bushes, they're not first-level operatives. They are a couple strings down. They are front men for the globalist banking cartel, the monsters that, look, you got 105 million adults of working age without jobs, and God knows how many tens of millions working part-time jobs trying to make ends meet. There is no reason, let me emphasize this, no reason on earth why we should not be in the greatest period of human prosperity in history.
Right.
It's all because a small group of demonic jerks have manipulated the economy, have bought and paid for our politicians in America and Europe and other countries that have destroyed the economy, have brought in austerity, fascism, brought in all this crap. Sorry, I had to cancel a call here. I'm on the air.
Yeah.
Brought in, have ruined our economy. I mean, you realize the majority of people that call themselves middle class really don't qualify anymore. They may live in a middle class home. They may have grown up middle class, but they're not making it anymore. If there's a husband and wife with two people working, they're struggling to keep their noses above water because we're in a depression, okay? We're not in a recovery from a recession. We're not in the Great Recession. We're not in a recession. We're in a depression, a prolonged period of economic retrenchment. And that's the fact. And all the lies from the mainstream media and the whores in Washington can't change that. And ultimately, more than anything, that's what elected Donald Trump in a landslide. And they stowed it in 5 states, tried to steal it, were so confident they could steal the election. And the landslide, as I predicted and hoped, the landslide was so great that it overcame all their evil intentions.
Well, I'm sure they did do a lot of things. When Obama came on video, which is a crime, and he was recommending that illegals would see the voting booths as a sanctuary, that they could use their motor voter card, like in California, where 2.8 million illegals already have driver's licenses, and the state of California recommended they could vote. That means a lot of these so-called popular vote that were counted are illegals that are not U.S. citizens or people that voted more than one jurisdiction, like they found from the Operation Veritas, that there were people being bussed in across state lines or were registered in more than one state, or dead people, 1.8 million people.
Now, that is a felony for each person that participated in it, and for each person that aided or abetted or engaged in a conspiracy to do that is a felony. Each individual act is a felony, which will get you several years in both state or federal prison.
We need to make sure that
happens.
Because
remember, they were voting in state elections, too.
Yeah, we need to make sure that that gets changed before the next election midterm.
Well, we need to put some people in prison.
Right.
And fortunately, the chairman of the House Oversight Committee said within the last 48 hours, in no uncertain terms, the hearings on Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation are going to continue.
Well, I like the idea, though, that Trump has said he's out of it, which is good. He shouldn't make any more comments. It needs to be handled by the police and the FBI and leave him alone.
Because it's criminal matter.
It has nothing to do with him now. The election's over. She can make all the obscene, unsupported, comments about him and being a sexual predator. When I heard Reid, the former head of the Senate Committee for Democrats when they were in power 8 years ago, this monster continues to call Donald Trump a sexual predator and all these other obscene names and misogynist, etc. Well, none of it's supported by facts.
Remember what I said when we had Roger Stone on, when I was on with him? I said, I've noticed that there's a very strong tendency in the Clinton administration to do a 180. Whatever they've been justifiably accused of, they try to pin on Trump. Child molestation, they try to pin it on him. Abuse of women, they try to pin it on him. What other? And it's without justification. Donald Trump did go to a party in Miami that Epstein had, and he walked in and he saw a bunch of underage girls there, and he walked right back out. He's too smart to follow, and that's a classic what in intelligence business they call a honey trap.
Right.
And I'm sure Epstein was probably working for the Mossad or some intelligence agency.
Right.
Hillary went down there in his private island several times by herself. Bill Clinton is registered on the they said he's went 20 times, but they say in reality it was probably twice that. they believe that Bill Clinton not only had sex with a 14-year-old girl there, I hate to even say it, but had sex with a 5-year-old.
Oh, no.
Now I have a firm belief that any adult that engages in sex with a child deserves killing. I'm not threatening anybody's life. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm just saying that's so far beyond the pale.
I got a better punishment. I would say surgical sterilization and basically hormonal eunuchization of them, and long-term imprisonment with no chance of
could do that. But you know, in Poland, I believe it was during the Second World War, where people were starving from the war, they couldn't get any food in, and so forth. And some people actually turned to cannibalism. In some cases, they ate their own kids, or they ate other people. And the resistance, when they came in, they killed those people. And they said, you know, if our lives as human beings have any value, we cannot tolerate that. That anyone that does that has to be separated from the human race.
Right. I have a humorous alternative for major psychotic criminals is to give them life extension technology, and they need to be put in a prison where children can load up spitball machines and actually shoot at them with spitballs, and they have to work at hard labor while they're getting shot at by kids with the plexiglass.
Well, on the movie Dune.
So 100 years from now, you could still have kids, you know, torturing people like, you know, Obama, who's a criminal, and Hillary.
Yeah, I really don't believe in torturing, but in the movie.
Oh, no, this isn't a bad torture. This is like I call it embarrassment torture. In other words, it doesn't leave a mark or break bones or even give them burns, but it's embarrassing to walk around and do heavy labor, let's say, be constantly kind of mocked and shot at by kids with spitball machines.
In the movie Dune, the emperor, the worm creatures come in, you know, the navigators, and they tell him he has to do this, or you will spend the rest of your life in a pain amplifier. Well, you know, I don't believe in torture, but I do.
Well, you don't have to do something gross. You can do something embarrassing. Anyway, that's an aside. What do you think is going to happen with the government? Because I see three things that are dangerous here. They're amping it up to increase threats on Twitter that they're going to assassinate Donald Trump. Number two, these riots. They apparently met in the last few days with Soros. Believe it or not, coming to America. I don't know why he wasn't arrested being here. But he came
to
America.
House in New York State, by the way.
Right, so he actually is there, I think, visiting in New York City with his other people from Democracy Alliance, which he set up in 2005. He personally put in $500 million over the last number of years, I guess, 11 years, setting up these literally changing world governments around the world in Europe and elsewhere, kicked out of Russia. He's persona non grata for his manipulation of currencies in Britain. In fact, if he flies to Britain, he's arrested on the spot. Russia's kicked him out in his NGOs. I don't understand why we tolerate this monster and why we even allow him to fly here and start arranging more chaos. Because
he is not his own man, as the Queen
would matter.
He is the man of the Rothschilds. He's their front man.
I remember the...
And they still have the levers apart.
Well, let's put it this way. I remember the comments that I remember reading about and Alexander Solzhenitsyn about Gulag Archipelago many years ago.
Yeah.
And he said,
one of the comments he made,
I thought was very prescient, is if we had had, the guts to pounce on their captors and our people who are going to send us off to Siberia.
When they came in the middle of the night in the staircase.
Right, and they came in the stairwells and so on.
Chairs and kitchen knives and broomsticks.
Right. Then they would eventually run out of bodies willing to be stupid enough to come in and be carved to pieces in the stairwells. They wouldn't do it anymore. And the problem is, you see, I think that despite them trying to, and they did do voter fraud, you can be guaranteed, but there were enough angry white men and women and an angry blacks and Hispanics that did vote a lot more for Trump than they ever expected, because they wanted to have jobs, safe homes, safe passage to their school or their church without being attacked. And it's, again, freedom is colorblind. It doesn't matter what color your skin is. More and more of the white vote, though, used to be Democrat, which is why they underestimated the vote, because they weren't going to tell their buddies in their union, hey, we're going to vote for Trump because we've been voting for Democrats for 4 or 5 decades, and they voted for Trump. We're going way back to Ronald Reagan.
The Democratic Party that most people think of died 30 years ago. It's a facade. It's the flip side of the same coin.
Right.
And the political establishment is very crooked. By the way, the Marquess of Salisbury, Lord Salisbury, just made an interesting statement within the last 24 hours. He says that because following Trump's victory, there are elections in France, Germany, and the Netherlands. It will be a huge year in the history of Europe and the EU in 2017. And I agree with him. I think the public is tired of the lackeys of the Rothschild-headed global banking cartel. I think they're going to do in Europe just what they did in America. They're going to kick them out, and it's going to be so overwhelming that they can't steal the elections. If you look at Europe, what's happening there is beyond despicable. Millions and millions of military-age, dirty, vile Muslim extremists that are raping their women.
Yeah.
Jeff Rentz says a million, I hope I'm not incorrect, that a million women in the United Kingdom have been raped.
Okay, now Tim, I want to clarify, and I'm going to quote Bill Warner from his political Islam site, because he's on periodically, and I'll get him on probably next week, or the week after. Now, the issue is all Muslims are bad. Now, I'll explain that. I don't care if you're a doctor, a lawyer, if you've never done any criminal activity, the problem is Islam itself tolerates the other elements within Islam that do bad things. So you don't see doctors, lawyers, or engineers
correct.
Turning in other Muslims. They know that their imams in their mosque are saying bad things, pushing Sharia law, or that their cousins are making pipe bombs in their garage to blow up people at the bus station. That's the problem. Okay? The problem is Islam and the Western world can never mix. It's over. People need to realize we should not allow any Muslims in, not just ones from Syria and so on. It's dangerous. Okay?
In their Quran, Dr. Bill.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Here's my guess. I think that Rudy Giuliani will become Secretary of State. I think that Donald's making very good choices here. He's going to make sure that he's also including his family, by the way, Eric and Donald Trump, Ivanka Trump, and also Jared Kushner, who's the husband of Ivanka, is actually going to be involved as well. And by the way, they say behind the scenes, he maintained a lot of calm during these very tough times, as Jared Kushner was a very good advisor to Donald. He's a very young guy. He's 35. And he was a really good advisor. People need to understand that when they make statements that he's anti-Semitic, how freaking stupid are they? I mean, it's like when somebody lies to my face, let's say I'm not carrying a knife and they get the knife up to my throat, I'm thinking, I'm going to knock the knife out and then I'm going to punch your lights out. Okay? I'm sick and tired of people lying to us when it's the evidence is right in your face. Like Donald, his grandchildren are Jewish. Do they not get it? When he makes
statements... Two of his three wives were immigrants, and yet they say... Oh, he wants to kick all the immigrants out.
No, I guarantee you, I'm going to put money on it. I don't gamble at all. I hate Las Vegas. But I will put money on it that what he's going to do is remove the 2 million, it's probably less than 2 million criminals, that are gang members or gangbangers or drug dealers or whatever. They're going to get kicked out. They're either going to get kicked out to their home country or they're going to prison here. They're not going out to the public.
I think just kicking those people out is a mistake. Under the present system, they can bring them back the next day.
I believe
they should be sent to prison.
They
should have to suffer and then get kicked out.
Tim, let me tell you what Donald Trump's policy is. His policy is your home country is going to take them from our prison by our aircraft to your prison, and they're not coming back. Number two, they're not going to come back like this guy that killed Kate Steinle in San Francisco 7 times before he finally killed her. What they're going to do is they're either, if their home country won't take them, and by the way, we're going to block visas so that home country will never have anybody visiting us again. But if they won't take them, they're going to our prisons permanently. Okay? And they're going to start doing this search and seizure thing where they're going to go around Chicago, and if a gangbanger has possession of illegal armament, they're going to prison 5 years plus any crimes they've done. They're going to tack it on. So that means they're going to clear the streets really quickly in 2017.
Well, Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of Chicago, and former partner with our great teleprompter reader-in-chief, when they used to need money, they'd sell themselves.
I got another term for you, Tim. Another term for you. Butt buddies. How's that?
I'm trying to avoid commenting like that on air. But yeah,
butt buddies.
I could go a little bit further, but anyway, okay.
Well, that's close enough. Yeah. I don't want to go over the edge, but I'm just telling you that he makes this, he's got this angry kind of like bizarre look on his face, and we even see it on Drudge. I'm thinking, come on now, what do you want to do? You're going to come against the president, Congress, and Senate. You really think you're going to get away with this?
Look. And the mayor of New York has said he's not going to cooperate, and the police chief in L.A.
Does he want to be arrested, too? If he's a co-conspirator...
that's the solution. That's where I was going with it.
If they arrest, to
allow illegals to maintain to remain in the United States against federal law, you are subject to arrest for a felony. And I say arrest the boogers, put them on trial, convict them, and send them to prison.
Right.
I'd love to see Rahm Emanuel drug out of City Hall in handcuffs. He deserved it.
And by the way, his brother, I saw him trying to defend against Maria Bartolo Romo. And by the way, some of the three really what I call I'm proud of people over at Fox. Number one is Hannity. Number two is Judge Pirro. And number three is Maria Bartolo Romo, and she was having
She's a good-looking woman, by the way.
By the way, Maria was actually arguing with this guy, Ezekiel Emanuel. I changed his name, by the way. He may not know that. His name is Ezekiel Emanuel. And he made these stupid statements with a graph showing how prices are going to rise faster. And we'd be paying another $5,000 a year for health care premiums if we didn't put in Obamacare, which is like, excuse me, Obamacare did exactly what it was supposed to. Without controlling the costs for health care, big pharma, or big insurance carriers, it actually transferred the cost to us for people that aren't insured. You need to control the cost first before you say, hey, we're going to make a system where somebody's going to pay. Now, I've got to kick into this guy. He's lying to our face and telling us it's better because of what he did. And it's killed business. We've estimated it lost 1.5 million jobs just in the last few years from Obamacare alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn it.
Well, you know, I think it's all going to change. I'm actually very happy. I'm happier than I've been since John F. Kennedy got.
You're
going to
get your face is going to get sprained there, Tim, just like me from smiling too much.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site. And listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Back and Tim, where do you see this going? Because I see with Ryan Priebus, Paul Ryan, Speaker, his direct channel now to the White House. I think Ryan is actually falling in line. So are a lot of other Republicans, except for morons like Jeb Bush. Jeb Bush needs to go to hell. I don't want to see his face in public or comments again. Bill Clinton and the Clinton era is over. He needs to shut up too and stop opening his mouth. In fact, it's interesting. He opened his mouth when he did open it on the campaign trail for as a surrogate for Hillary. He was complaining against Obamacare. He was saying how what a disaster it was. I couldn't believe it. He actually had I don't know whether he's having an honesty attack, but he actually told the truth that it's disastrous.
Well, he's getting senile, and he actually told the truth, which for somebody like him is a real faux pas, you know. They tried desperately not to tell the truth about anything. That's one of the things that, by the way, marks the last decade or two. I mean, we've always had liars. We've always had crooks. But it has progressively gotten so bad that you can't believe anything the government says. You can't believe anything the mainstream media says. Obamacare has made matters much worse. Actually, they've dropped the estimate of unemployment now to below 5%, which, you know, I don't know what type of math they're using, what planet they're from, but on planet Earth, in a country of 300 and some, maybe 30 million people, when 105 million are unemployed, completely without jobs of working age, that doesn't add up to less than 5%.
Right. And not only that, do you know that
One
in five families doesn't have one member of their family employed. One in five.
Well, what's even worse, my brother went to goes to this sports thing, and they have various speakers come in, coaches and so forth. And there was a speaker, he was the chaplain for a major college football team. And a lot of them thought, are we going to go? Okay, we'll go. He actually turned out to be a heck of a speaker. And one of the things that he said was about 80-some percent of their players have grown up in a home without a father figure, without an adult male father figure in that home. And many of the older coaches are so out of touch with that environment they've grown up in, they have to have the younger assistant coaches do most of the talking and interaction with the players, that they just kind of sit back and manage things and plan the strategy. Because we've deteriorated morally and culturally by design, by the way, by design. And one of the great problems is the rise of thuggery in the black community, but also in the white community, the Chicano community. And this comes from children giving birth to children, and because of welfare laws and so forth, not having a father figure, an adult male, to shepherd the boys, and they end up in gangs and everything else, and their value systems are horrible. Like one older lady, black lady, told me one time, she called them heathens.
Well, that's a pretty good term. Listen, what do you think would happen to my boys? I got three sons, all big guys. My oldest guy, Matthew, is like, I'm 6'2", almost 6'3". My other sons are, you know, Steve is like 5'11", almost 6 foot. And Chris is like a super athlete. He's like 6'1". What would happen to my boys if they tried to get in gangs, whatever? Their dad, who's 5'9", on a good day, would bound the crap out of them. Not only physically, but intellectually, they wouldn't get away with it. But unfortunately, what they've done with the black families is the social services in this country have actually dissected away the black male over 60-plus years out of the family, which, by the way, were conservative Christian black families, especially in the Deep South, and they were stronger Christians than most white. So what they've done is they purposely and systematically destroyed them. And in fact, if you're black and you're a fetus in the mother's womb, you're 7 times more likely to be aborted in this country. 7
times
more likely. And
80% are born out of wedlock. That's all by design. And actually, I think the black community was used as the beta test because it's now 40% of whites are born out of wedlock. About 60% of Hispanics are born out of wedlock.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
And this, I mean... Look, the human race evolved, and we evolved into a situation where you have a husband and a wife and children, and hopefully an extended family, as always been the norm, but one man and one woman. Now, why? Well, because it works best that way. It works best for society, for families. It just works. And needless to say, it's the way God intended things. The globalists being demon worshippers, Satanists, prefer to upset that and to cause as much harm, hurt, destruction as they possibly can.
Tim, I want to make a comment about Michael Savage. Now, Michael Savage takes some extreme points of view. Sometimes he's right, and other times he's way off the mark. This time he's way off the mark, and it's very similar to the what we call the crazy comments to try to see if they can muscle in and control the news flow as Alex Jones. And this is where this man is nuts. When he says that that Obama can create a poison pill and completely derail the Trump-Pence kind of presidency, he's crazy. You're dealing with the master negotiator of the deal. He's not.
Yeah, I carried that story, but
I gotta need to finish my comment here.
Go ahead.
Michael Savage, shut the hell up. You got to use some logic here, rather than just trying to make an extreme statement that's not based on facts. Everybody was wrong about Trump in the first place. You know, people try to guess what his IQ is or the fact he's a novice. This guy is a very quick learner. You can see from the beginning of his presidential campaign to his last debate and his even the comments by Michael Flynn, the intelligence expert. He said, I've never met anybody who learned more quickly and was more on par and listening than Donald Trump. So if you think that this moron, and he is a moron, Obama, can actually create a poison pill to destroy the Trump-Pence agenda, Michael Savage, shut up. You're going to look pretty damn embarrassed 6 months or a year from now when you're going to see that first 100 days.
Well,
you're going to see.
I think there may be people around Obama
let me
that
finish,
will try
okay.
to cause trouble. But
no, they can't.
He's not going to do it.
No, it's not going to happen, okay? It's just not. Because we're going to neutralize it, and he's neutralizing it by putting the right people in place, by seeing policies in place, and he's going to clean house. I mean, that's part of emptying the swamp, but it's not just emptying the swamp. It's power washing the latrine of Washington, D.C., which includes all these departments. So it won't be Trump alone. He's going to appoint good people who are going to have power wash in there. So Michael Savage is wants to control the dialogue because he wants to think, I'm such a big kahuna. I have all these. No, Michael, shut up. You're off the mark now. Get back on track. I don't know what you're eating or drinking, whatever, but your brain is not on track. What's going to happen here, and I'm going to give you a prediction. Trump is, number one, going to roll things back pre-Obama in terms of Obamacare. He's going to wipe out all the executive orders he's done. ISIS and the border control guards are already ignoring the edicts from Obama. They're already ignoring them. They're actually seizing people right now. You're going to start seeing another 6,500 people, border guards, employed. You're going to see where they need to have a fence, where they need a cybernetic wall, a physical wall, whatever. That's going to be built or completed. It was already voted on and passed by both parties in 2005. You're going to see illegal deportations and mass deportations of these criminals. You're going to see, what's that term they call when they grab people on the street, say in Chicago and elsewhere, and they then if they finally have an illegal gun with them, they're going to federal prison. This is not going to be
stop and frisk.
Stop and frisk. Okay, the stop and frisk is going to happen everywhere.
Giuliani introduced that.
And if these mayors, by the way, get in the way, they're going to be stopped and frisked.
Great job of cleaning up crime, by the way.
Yeah, and he's the one who brought it in New York. Rahm Emanuel and this guy from L.A. and so on. You, by the way, people need to know that the mayor of Los Angeles is a member of La Raza. You know the race? You need to realize we got your number, boy. And you're not going to continue this crap. We're going to seize you and put you in prison if you interfere with federal law. The sanctuary cities and sanctuary states are gone. And if you're an illegal in this country, you might as well start getting your butt out now because it's going to be unpleasant when we kick you out.
Because
you're not just going to the Club Med or heading off to another country where you can kind of park and become a criminal there. We're going to transfer you from our prisons, if you can't go, to their prisons. And there's no coming back here. Okay? So It's the game is over. And by the way, it's not just now. When we stack the Supreme Court, when we do these things, you're going to see the Republican Party in power for generations. This is the end of the Democratic globalist garbage. And the young people, by the way, need to get the message that a lot of the things that were brought up by Bernie Sanders are going to be dealt with by Trump. Trump is going to deal with the way
that actually... Well, the younger people are going to, in a year or two... These younger people are going to say, oh, my Lord, there's jobs everywhere.
Okay, here's what he's going to do for young people.
I've got a great job, and everybody I know has a decent job.
Number one, here's what Trump's already said he's going to do. He's going to get them jobs. Number two, he's going to find a way of either writing off. You know that if you are a young person with a massive debt with a student loan, you can't write the damn thing off like you could years ago? You can't. Trump is going to make sure that you can't declare bankruptcy. So Trump is going to allow you to declare bankruptcy or to write off the debt or to get, and they're going to reduce the cost of university and so on, figure out ways
if
actually
you have
that'll work. They're not going
to
be ridiculous.
Pay it back.
Right, so you're going to see.
You can't pay $15,000 or $20,000 student loans
Let me finish, Tim. So he's going to do three things. He's going to, number one, get them jobs. Get college at a reasonable cost so that they can actually afford it. And if they have to write it off or go bankrupt, they can. He's going to allow them so they can be young people who can actually get married, buy a home or a car, and have credit. So that the credit's not destroyed, which is... You destroy a young person's credit, what the hell future are they going to have? Because they can't start a business, buy a home, or anything. You know? Trump is going to fix that. Bernie couldn't, because Bernie has high ideas and no technical way of actually doing it. Okay, Trump is going to do it.
Bernie sold out to it.
Bernie's an idiot. Okay, you know he focused on the problems, which is why he had giant rallies, but he had no real concrete way of doing it other than enraged. He was enraged about some right things, though. He's enraged about fracking, and we don't have that yet on the radar for Trump. He needs to realize fracking is only good if it's microwave fracking, just like I talked with. Not only Roger Stone, but I talked with Jim Fetzer. You can't have chemical fracking. You're going to destroy the water table and the environment. You can't do it. You can do microwave fracking, but then you have to recharge the aquifers because you use a ton of water with primary water. And I know how to provide all these solutions to Trump. And there's lots of experts around Trump that are going to provide him solutions for each issue. What the young people need to realize is Trump and Pence are their solution. They need to get on side, they need to stop protesting, stop whining, going to cry-ins or getting pet dogs, you know, therapy dogs or Play-Doh or, you know,
You know what one university president said? He said, we're not having the shelters,
pity parties.
Said, and safe rooms. He said, this is a university, not a daycare center.
Yeah, well, that's what they want. Listen, the young people that are being mollycoddled like this are not ready for the real world. The real world is Trump is going to say, I got to reduce the cost of education so you can afford it. Number two, I'm going to let you go bankrupt so you can still have credit. Number three, I'm going to make sure you can have a job when you finish so you don't have a PhD or a master's degree in business administration and all you can do is flip burgers or make tacos. That's ridiculous.
Right.
You know, come on, okay? So let's get real here, okay? Trump is going to fix all this crap.
Well,
and Bernie couldn't,
Bill,
and Hillary Clinton would just screw it up more.
I want to quote from someone, but I can't remember who said this. He said he personally knows Donald Trump, and he said he is the toughest SOB I know. And you know what? That's a compliment, and that's exactly what we need in the White House.
Exactly. And on the medical front,
tough SOB.
Well, I guess when on the medical front, on geopolitical, and if you threaten me, you'll find I'm just as tough as Trump. And I support Trump because I see him as my brother, fellow founding and refounding American, just like you are. We're not going to put up with crap. And we need to realize, we also have to realize we care about our black American brothers and sisters, or Hispanic American, and people that legally came from any other country, Russia or Bulgaria or anywhere else, that are Americans. We don't care. We're colorblind. The only thing we don't want is...
All of us came from somewhere else.
We don't want Muslims. We don't want Muslims here because it doesn't mix. Muslims don't mix. And people need to grasp that. Just like when we bring on Bill Warner, there's no such thing as moderate Islam. Now, if we want to make moderate Islam, I want to see a mass movement by Muslims, to modern Muslims, to say we're going to turn in all of our so-called Muslims and brothers and sisters that are planning on jihads, pushing Sharia law, abusing their wives, doing honor killings. Do you know that if a teenage daughter wears, let's say, stretchy jeans or does things her daddy doesn't like, her brother or daddy kills her, and they call it an honor killing? They could use the term honor. Holy crap.
Well, I mean, I think it's a culture that it's an insult to the Dark Ages to say it's right out of the Dark Ages. I mean, it's horrible. It is, and what gets me is these people that scream about sexism, and they're wearing safety pins now. I forget the reason. It's somehow to remind everybody that they're worried about Trump not respecting the lesbian, gay, transgender community and this and that community. Look, Trump is not a monster. In fact, just the opposite. I'll tell you the monsters. The monsters are the ones that have ruined our economy, ruined the lives of the vast, overwhelming majority of people in this country. Those are monsters.
Yeah, but you know, the problem is, Joe, Tim, it's not a matter of the monsters. People like Trump is a symptom of people that are enraged. People like me, I'll give you an example. Over my lifetime and my career, do you think there's been a lot of people threaten me, abuse me, do things and get away with stuff? Yeah. But guess what? I'm the comeback kid. You know why? Because I got attitude, and I got optimism, and I got drive. If people are the creators of these monsters like the Abominator, and creators of monsters like Hillary because they lied to themselves. When I talk to young people or other people who supported Hillary, I can tell them about the facts until they get blue in the face. And they're still looking, yeah, but she's the best person and she's got the best temperament. I'm thinking, are you nuts? Are you nuts? Who the hell do you think you are? Are you capable of a logical thought in your head when you see this woman cursing and swearing? So her own special guys that are protecting her, like, you know, these Secret Service, are saying this is the most vile person I've ever met. And they were talking about guys that there's curse words coming out of her mouth and behavior that's so unacceptable as a human being. It's like, you've got to be kidding. This person's got a temperament? What are you talking about?
I hear she had to be restrained the night she lost.
They'll even say that, you know, that Donald Trump is less trustworthy than her. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You know, I don't like being lied to my face to someone saying, shouting at me when they're telling me brave, false-faced lies. It makes me angry as hell. I want to physically punch him in the face, okay? I just can't stand it. It drives me nuts that I can hear people lying. And when the media do this, it's like the intellectuals just want to beat you over the head and say, well, we've beaten you over the head, now you got to accept what we said. No, we're not. It doesn't matter how much pain psychically you create or how you try to shun us or treat us like intellectual inferiors. Luckily, a lot of blue-collar white men and women, Hispanic women and men, black men and women said, no, we want Trump. We want jobs, we want dignity, we want homes, we want to have a safe passage to our church or the Piggy Mart store.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
So Tim, I'm really positive about what's going to happen. I'm expecting that several things are going to happen. Number one, you're going to start seeing things really amp up here. If Obama and Hillary don't stop this, this is going to be a stain on the so-called reputation and legacy of Obama. And Hillary needs to understand she's still under the microscope in her so-called Clinton Foundation. Trump is basically hands off. He's not making any comments to the media about it. This is a very intelligent man. He doesn't need to. He already won. Why would he make stupid comments about Hillary, who's under the microscope now, and the FBI and these agents are like Rottweilers, and they smell blood, and they're not going to stop?
She's a sick, old, evil hag that deserves to go to prison. Yeah. And then when she dies, Trump doesn't deserve the place in hell for eternity.
But he's made nice, we call reasonable comments. He appreciates her. She worked hard, all these things. What can they say about Trump now? He's not even saying, because he's not fighting with her, and she's not able. What's she going to say? Well, he's a misogynist. He's a woman hater. No, he's making positive statements about her and even about Obama. And now Obama's basically, if he doesn't do something to stop these illegal protests and these death threats on Twitter, this is all on Obama and on Hillary. Now, if they make attempts, and I'm going to tell you, there's a private security force around Trump, and I've talked to Roger Stone about this because he won't talk about it much. But this private security force, Trump wears level 3 body armor. His private security force is as or better than the Secret Service around him. He realizes they put a barrier around Trump Towers and all the security forces. And let me tell you, anybody trying to attempt to kill Trump, they're probably going to die in a hail of bullets. So listen, you a-holes, you need to realize that not only are they going to get him, you start making threats on our president, we're going to take you out, some bitches. We're going to take you out. We're not going to play around with you. We're going to take
you out. My guess is he will be sworn in. They'll try to do everything they can to derail him, but they can't derail him.
They can try to assassinate him, but let me tell you, if his security people are correct, and I told this to Roger Stone before he won the presidency several months ago, He can never make sure. He should have a Pope mobile. He should have only a crowd on one side of him so he can always escape. He should have security forces so there's always a physical barrier for any direct shot at him.
Those were my observations.
They need to have sniffer dogs around and sniffer machines to detect bombs or anything there. He needs to make sure everybody's vetted with ID before they get into the stadium or out. And he needs to have private security to get him in and out of the building so there's no way to block or to pummel his truck or car or other means of communication. He needs to be always moved in a bulletproof, bomb-proof vehicle. I mean, people need to understand this, that these crazy maniacs figure if they can take out Trump, they can stop the Trump movement. Let me tell you, if Trump died and if Pence died and even Reince Priebus died and Steve Bannon died, the movement's going to continue, you crazy bastards, because we're not stopping. Okay, so if you think you're going to kill it,
people have woken up, and the people in Europe have woken up.
Now, so
we know.
So, in fact, if anything, if
who's
if
doing
you,
it, and what who's behind them?
If he dies a hero, let me tell you, we're really going to be mad. If you think we're going to put up with your carcass not being either in prison or in the grave, you're nuts. Not going to happen.
Well,
so
I feel
give
good.
Up now or face violence, court, or death. That's what's going to happen.
For Trump. Folks, pray for Trump, pray for America, but I think we've been given a new lease on life.
I think so, but we also have to make sure.
Period of prosperity.
But that new lease on life is with our fist clenched and our finger on the trigger and our finger ready to put him into the docket and into a prison cell. We're not going to put up with violence on our streets, flashing cars and windows. We're not going to put up with death threats anymore. Stop it or else is what we say. Stop it or else, because we're mad as hell and we're not going to take your crap anymore out there. The process should stop. Game's over. And these people didn't even vote, believe it or not. They didn't even vote. Most of them didn't even register.
I know. You're right with God, folks. God bless.
Thanks a lot, Tim. And do you want to do
a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.